This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Friday, November the 8th of 2024, day 313. Of the year, and only 53 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration, Radio Big, combination of things that we talk about, do, and so on around here. No doubt about that. So how's the last 24 hours or so been for you? Because it's been that long since we last got to hang out, that is for sure, unless you were hanging out on the portion of the show that we call the Jay Allen in the Morning Show yesterday, where we get to do some stuff over there. So a lot of stuff, a lot of things to cover. It is Freeform Friday, so what does that mean? Is that we're going to cover everything that we did not cover earlier in the week, and then just a little bit more, because that's what we do on Fridays. So if you want to call in radio.com. We'll do everything for you. Once you get there, it's audio, video, and text messaging. We'll get you through that system where we'll get to do some stuff together. So entirely up to you what you want to do. If you want to hang out over there and do some thingos, that is for sure. Anyway, so with that being said, what do you want to cover today? Because we're going to cover it. We're going to cover some news. We're going to cover some safety stuff, because that's what we do around here. And yeah, it all gets convoluted because that's the kind of the world that we live in. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending, because that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending, Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends, it goes something like this. Elon Musk reveals details about Starship, not Starlink, but Starship, and inside a look of the iconic Christmas tree. We'll talk about that in a bit. Liam Payne's body returns home to the UK, and Mark Wahlberg's restaurant suffers a fire damage. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Bill Maher announces a new special, and Eminem tries out his golf swing. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And a new Famous Family models this year's Skims holiday collection. We'll talk about that. Also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle appear to appeared a video message for a charity cause, and we'll talk about some of that stuff. And that's it. And then we'll kind of try to gather all the stuff that we did not cover, because that is what we need to do. So there you go. So I have some friends that hang out with me that are from Feature Story News, and they like to talk a little bit about the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can get everything started for you as we are going through and all the other information that we would normally go through in that particular regards. So what are you thinking? Are you getting ready? Getting happy? I don't know. Is it a big deal to you that it's Friday? Because some people, like, it's a huge deal when those things occur. Oh, it's Friday, and it's like it's the most exciting stuff ever going on. And it's like, it's because, you know, I'm off tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know that if a job should bring you that much joy when you're off. Maybe you're doing the wrong thing, but we can leave that conversation for something entirely different. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and get you into the news, because I think that that's going to be what we need to do now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President-elect Donald Trump has named his White House chief of staff as he begins appointing his top team. His campaign manager, Susie Wiles, takes that role. The Biden administration says it will work with Trump's team on the transition of power after Tuesday's election. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden accepts the defeat.
The president and the vice president accept the choice the country has made. And because the president has said this many times, you heard him say this, you can't love your country only when you win, and you can't love your neighbor only when you agree. The president also spoke to the importance of the integrity of the American election system. It's honest, it's fair, and it's transparent. And it can be trusted, whether you win or you lose.
India's financial watchdog, the Enforcement Directorate, has conducted searches in multiple locations across five Indian cities, targeting offices of sellers operating on Amazon and Walmart-owned Flipkart. The companies have come under fire for allegedly not providing a level playing field to local vendors. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
The raids are part of an investigation looking into alleged violations of foreign investment rules by directly or indirectly influencing the sale price of goods or services, and allegedly by not providing a level playing field to other vendors. This comes just weeks after India's antitrust body said that Amazon and Flipkart and their sellers violated competitive laws by giving preferences to select sellers. Both companies have said repeatedly that they are in compliance with local laws.
Three people have been charged by Argentinian authorities over the death of One Direction star Liam Payne. They're all facing charges related to the supply of drugs after the singer fell from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires last month. Taiwan's Coast Guard says it will offer rewards worth thousands of dollars for spotting Chinese activity at sea, including warships or submarines. It says it's harnessing people power to boost its own limited workforce. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China has repeatedly rehearsed encircling Taiwan with fighter jets and Navy ships in what's known as gray zone tactics. That's military speak for moves that fall between war and peace. Taiwan's Coast Guard says there's a growing threat at sea, and with its limited manpower, it's turning to its people. This includes offering around $6,000 for reporting piracy, murder, arson or hostage taking, and around $1,500 for reporting illegal entry of Chinese nationals. For what it calls substantiated reports of Chinese warships and submarines in Taiwan's waters, around $90 would be offered per case. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy's dismissed his previous criticism of Donald Trump as old news. Back in 2018, David Lammy described Donald Trump as a woman-hating, neo-Nazi-sympathising sociopath. He insists the president-elect is someone he and the UK can build a relationship with. Former Armed Forces Minister James Heapy says there's no need for a public apology from Labour cabinet ministers for comments they made before taking office.
Government opposition by virtue signalling is kind of fine, but government by virtue signalling ain't on, and that people need to sort of elevate their game now that they carry the responsibility of government. And holding people to account what they said in opposition is not an unfair thing to be doing over the dispatch box in the House of Commons. My point is simply that on the grand scheme of things, I think Keir deserves to be embarrassed about what people have said. It is a politically legitimate issue, but anybody who's sort of saying, you know, that this now needs to result in retrospective sackings or whatever, there is a difference.
Vladimir Putin has congratulated Donald Trump on winning the US election, calling him a courageous man. During his campaign, Mr. Trump said he could end the war in Ukraine between Vladimir Putin's Russia and the Ukrainians in a day. Ukrainian MP Kira Rudik has told us the country won't accept an early ceasefire.
We still have an army of million people, and these were the words of President Zelensky. And again, we still already have lost enough in this war to have a ceasefire or any agreements with Russia as something that people would accept. We will continue fighting because otherwise we will all be gone as people in Bucha and Irpin. We intend to fight. We didn't change our plan, our intention.
That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list.
You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Whoa, we ain't waiting for what? What did they say there? That's a little convoluted, that's for sure, as we are talking. Anyways, 15 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on this lovely Freeform Friday. So let's go ahead and get into some of the stuff that's going on inside of the world of the shit list, because that is what we do around here. So there you go. As the dust settles on Tuesday's historic election, resulting in a decisive blowout victory, President-elect Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, here's where things stand in the transition. Well, before the election, Trump installed his own transition team intentionally without any resources or funds from the General Services Administration in order to minimize any impact of the deep state actors. Rep. Thomas Massie, a stalwart physical conservative with a master's degree from MIT, has been rumored to be the head of the Department of Agriculture while not doing legislative work. He actually owns and runs his own small farm. Also, President Joe Biden gave a brief speech on the White House on Thursday, promising an orderly transition of power. He and Trump spoke on the phone on Wednesday. Trump is expected to meet with Biden at the White House in the coming days. Trump also's campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will be the White House chief of staff, making her the first woman to ever hold a job. She has been credited with reining in some of Trump's more bombastic rhetoric instincts over the last few years on the campaign trail. Trump burned through four chiefs of staffs with his chaotic first term. Fun fact, Wiles is the daughter of sports legend Pat Summerall. So there you go. Also, Kamala Harris' campaign is reportedly $20 million in debt despite raising $1.4 billion. And when on Wednesday's press briefing, the House press secretary said that Biden still does not plan to pardon his son Hunter Biden or commute his sentence. The son of the president was convicted earlier this year of gun and tax crimes in two separate cases. Trump announced plans to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary in 2026. "We will make the best of all time," he said. "This will include a salute to America's 250th, task force coordinate a year of festivals or festivities across the country, beginning Memorial Day next year through July the 4th of 2026. We will work with all 50 governors to create a great America's state fair at the Iowa State Fairground, showcasing each state." Sounds like an interesting time. I don't know. The 250th in 2026 sounds like it could be a good time across the board if you're so inclined to do so. So what are you thinking? No, like seriously, like what's your thought, your general thought about it? Don't you think it's going to be huge?
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, sorry. Did I say that wrong? Should I said it's going to be huge? Is that the better concept? So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Elon Musk posted on Thursday that the Starship rocket developed by SpaceX is now twice as powerful than the Saturn V rocket, which took America's astronaut to the moon. Within the next year, he says it will be three times as powerful as delivering 10,000 metric tons of thrust, all while being fully reusable and using lower cost liquid oxygen and methane. As a result of sending the rocket into space, it will cost tens of thousands times less than the Saturn V did, government inefficiencies notwithstanding. Starship is a difference between being a multi-planet or a single-planet civilization, Musk said. Building a new role on Mars is now possible. This is via Elon Musk. So what do you think? No, I'm being serious. This is a big story. A big story if you're a space enthusiast, that's for sure. Now, I mean, I'm not saying an alien enthusiast. I'm saying a space enthusiast. You know, different stuff there to talk about. So a friend of mine was in South Carolina yesterday, and he told me this, and I thought he was full of shit when he told me, but apparently he wasn't joking. Up to 43 monkeys escaped a biological research facility in South Carolina on Wednesday afternoon. Animal control and law enforcement officials have set traps around the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center to try to contain the escape. Reps of the company say that the new employees left the door to the outside enclosure open. Police officers have developed thermal imaging technology to track down those who have escaped. While the monkeys could pose as violent threat to the public, the company's reps say that the animals, which are young females, are too small to carry any infectious disease. In the meantime, locals are encouraged to keep their windows closed, shut, and locked, and call 911 if they find any of the escaped monkeys. This is according to ABC News. This almost sounds like something from the Planet of the Apes. Let's not lie here.
I am here to take over.
Sorry, they said it was a female. Sorry, I am here to take over your neighborhood. Are you ready?
I mean, think about that. All of a sudden, you see, a whole bunch of monkeys running up and down the road there. You're probably going to freak out a little bit. I'm just throwing that out there. Just something to think about, no doubt about that. Question for you. What's worse than finding a python in the toilet? Finding a python in your toilet twice in 1 week, that would be worse. Such terror did occur to an Australian man who had to call the company that specializes in snake captures. They removed the snake. 3 days later, the same guy called for the same problem. The company says one was a female and the second one was a male, likely following the trace of the potential mate. Fortunately, the coastal carpet python are non-venomous and harmless to the humans, according to People. And I mean, like, People magazine, not according to, like, people like some jabroni told you, hey, you know, don't worry about it. They're not going to do anything to your stuff. I mean, that sounds crazy. I mean, think about that for a moment. You're hanging out, doing your thing, and all of a sudden, you know, you get a little nudge, and it's not under the expected nudge that you have normally going on. I mean, definitely not going full Blunken style.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, standing in at 74 feet tall, this year's Rockefeller Christmas tree comes from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It was donated by the Albert family and the first Rockefeller tree to come from the state since 1959. The tree will be erected in New York City on Saturday, decorated with 50,000 multicolored lights and topped with the star at the top right there. This is according to AP News. So there you go. So let's talk for a moment. I got some sad news to share with you, if you're okay with me sharing this. How old are you? Think about that for a moment. It's not going to be a hard question for you to answer. But did you ever have America Online? You know, when the guy would say, hey, you've got mail. Well, Elwood Edwards has died. He's the guy who recorded the famous You've Got Mail for AOL. Edwards passed away on Tuesday, just one day shy of his 75th birthday. No further details were shared. I know, it's crazy when you start thinking about that. You never, I don't know. Every time that we start talking about anything related to death, I always have a hard time because I look at it and I go, this is not stuff that you expect. You know, it's not like you go around and go, oh yeah, this person's going to die. Well, I mean, 75, yeah, if you hear the number, you kind of go, well, that's kind of old, but not really. If you kind of give some thoughts there, it's not as old as you think. That's for sure. But that's neither here nor there. Let's talk about some other things real quick. The Dow was flat on the day, closing at 43,729. The S&P gained 44 points to close at 5,973. And the NASDAQ increased by 285 points to close at 19,269. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel. And the And Brent crude crows at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was still $3.10 on Thursday. And Bitcoin gained on Thursday 1.3%, trading just around 76,600. There was more than 3,550 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and more than 70 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $334 million jackpot or $155.7 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $92 million jackpot or a $43.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. I don't know if I should say this one, but let's go ahead and do it anyways, just in regards of doing this. So let's see. You know, it's been a very heavy political week and some people are talking about this. I figured that I will reference this as we are going forward. There are some of the celebs who vowed to leave the U.S., if Donald Trump won the election. America Ferrera, Cher, Sophie Turner, Sharon Stone, Barbara Streisand, Amy Schumer, Cardi B, Minnie Driver, and Whoopi Goldberg. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Sunny Huston sort of walked back the comment that she made on Tuesday night election about those who voted for the former president in an attempt to defend the uneducated white women comment that she made. Huston later said that she meant for the non-college educated white women. Tomato, tomato, both demeaning, divisive, and whatsoever. This is according to the New York Post. So the New York Post came out with this one. So I don't know. I look at it from this particular standpoint. Here's the great thing about this. You don't have to love the person who got elected. You don't have to love the person who's currently inside of there. I mean, as we speak right now. But at the end of the day, you have to make a determination what you want to do. And if you're moving out of the country because a political presence, that's entirely up to you. I mean, and that's the great thing that you can do by being in this country. I mean, I don't know where you're going to go. I mean, you have some options, of course. Everybody always has options on where they want to go. I mean, I told you from the very beginning that if Kamala Harris won, I'm going to Mexico. And if Trump won, I'm going to Mexico. And the whole reason I'm going to Mexico is because I just want to go on vacation. I mean, what's your deal? I mean, seriously.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, I'm sure at some point I'm going to end up in Mexico anyways. Maybe before I retire or prior to or afterwards. I mean, I don't know. I just want to be in Mexico. Have you been to the beaches there? There's some gorgeous beaches in that place. Just throwing that out there. Okay, so let's talk about this. Liam Payne's body was flown home to the UK yesterday. Fans tracked the flight all the way, making it the most tracked aircraft in the world. Details regarding his funeral are kept mum for the time being. But insiders say that it will not be a private event. This is according to the Mirror. Also, in an update here, three people believed to have played a role in his death have been arrested and charged. One of them is allegedly the drug supplier. One is a hotel housekeeper. And the other is a friend of Payne's. This is according to DMZ. I'm sure that this is going to get much and much deeper as we go because it's not going to stop there. Nothing ever does. And there was a lot of love by the fans of Liam Payne. No doubt about that. So you're going to have to take a look around and see what happens here over the next few weeks as we are talking. Also in some other news, Mark Wahlberg's Vegas restaurant caught fire on Wednesday night due to a faulty fire pit in the patio. Thankfully, no one was injured and the place only remained closed for about an hour. Wahlberg opened a Fletcher Cantina in September. He also opened one in Huntington Beach, California, around the same time. This is according to TMZ. So here's my question. What happened to Wahlburgers? I mean, there was one here in Orlando, or at least close to where I live in Orlando. Matter of fact, I think there was two. I don't know if the second one's still there. But it was in a little shopping center not too far from where I live. And right when the pandemic hit, boom, It went bye-bye relatively quick. And pretty much, I don't know if that section has just been a curse area for restaurants, because no restaurant has really made it there. Before Wahlburgers opened, since Wahlburgers opened, like the place that was there that I feel like has been the longest just announced that they closed at the beginning of this month about a week and a half ago, give or take, a week and a day. Let's get the story straight. So there you go. So take a listen to this. Ahead of the highly anticipated bout with Mike Tyson, YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul has designed a deal with Fanatics to produce a limited edition trading card. In addition to Paul and other fighters featured on the card, Amanda Serrano, Ashton H2O, Javin, and so on. Taking it one step further, Paul announced that he will also be signing a relic cards, which will include pieces of his sock, shoes, and hand wraps as he appears while taking on Tyson. The fight is set to go down on November the 15th at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. So let's make sure that we understand what I'm saying here. It is a week from today, and it's going to happen on the 15th, so a week from today. But this is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So it's a live sporting event that will be taking place on Netflix. This will have an option for you in regards to taking a viewsy oozy of the things that are going on. I don't know. I like this idea. But it also at the same time, this kind of preps Netflix prior to the WWE arriving and doing all the stuff that they want to do on there as they do their live performances. So there you go. Anyway, take a listen to this. Ariana Grande's mom wants her ashes to be spread at Disney World, specifically at Cinderella's castle. Speaking on Las Curicitas podcast, Grande said that her mom reminds her and her brother of Frankie Grande of her wishes every time they visit the most magical place on earth. Disney, however, doesn't allow ashes to be scattered in their parks. This is according to Page Six. Okay. Don't allow your ashes to be scattered in the park. I get that. That makes sense. I can't imagine how many ashes they would get if they did allow that. But could you fathom somebody doing it? I don't think it'd be that difficult to do if you didn't make some big ordeal about it. I'm just saying, not throwing that out there as an idea, but I'm just saying in regards of some stuff going on. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. Bill Maher's new comedy special. Bill Maher, is anyone else seeing this? Is headed to HBO. This is one is for 80% of Americans who want to see Crazy Called Out no matter where it comes from. And the last 20 minutes of my sex life, that's for everybody, Bill Maher said in an announcement. It's the 13th HBO comedy special and will premiere sometime in January. This is according to The Wrap, so be on the lookout for that. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so I think it's time for us to go into that thing that we do. And, you know, we're going to get more news because it's Freeform Friday.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President-elect Donald Trump has named his White House chief of staff as he begins appointing his top team. His campaign manager, Susie Wiles, takes that role. The Biden administration says it will work with Trump's team on the transition of power after Tuesday's election. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden accepts the defeat.
The president and the vice president accept the choice the country has made. And because the president has said this many times, you heard him say this, you can't love your country only when you win, and you can't love your neighbor only when you agree. The president also spoke to the importance of the integrity of the American election system. It's honest, it's fair, and it's transparent. And it can be trusted, whether you win or you lose.
India's financial watchdog, the Enforcement Directorate, has conducted searches in multiple locations across five Indian cities targeting offices of sellers operating on Amazon and Walmart-owned Flipkart. The companies have come under fire for allegedly not providing a level playing field to local vendors. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
The raids are part of an investigation looking into alleged violations of foreign investment rules by directly or indirectly influencing the sale price of goods or services, and allegedly by not providing a level playing field to other vendors. This comes just weeks after India's antitrust body said that Amazon and Flipkart and their sellers violated competitive laws by giving preferences to select sellers. Both companies have said repeatedly that they are in compliance with local laws.
Three people have been charged by Argentinian authorities over the death of One Direction star Liam Payne. They're all facing charges related to the supply of drugs after the singer fell from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires last month. Taiwan's Coast Guard says it will offer rewards worth thousands of dollars for spotting Chinese activity at sea, including warships or submarines. It says it's harnessing people power to boost its own limited workforce. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China has repeatedly rehearsed encircling Taiwan with fighter jets and Navy ships in what's known as grey zone tactics. That's military speak for moves that fall between war and peace. Taiwan's Coast Guard says there's a growing threat at sea, and with its limited manpower, it's turning to its people. This includes offering around $6,000 for reporting piracy, murder, arson or hostage taking, and around $1,500 for reporting illegal entry of Chinese nationals. For what it calls substantiated reports of Chinese warships and submarines in Taiwan's waters, around $90 would be offered per case. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy's dismissed his previous criticism of Donald Trump as old news. Back in 2018, David Lammy described Donald Trump as a woman-hating, neo-Nazi-sympathising sociopath. He insists the president-elect is someone he and the UK can build a relationship with. Former Armed Forces Minister James Heapy says there's no need for a public apology from Labour cabinet ministers for comments they made before taking office.
Government opposition by virtue signalling is kind of fine, but government by virtue signalling ain't on, and that people need to sort of elevate their game now that they carry the responsibility of government. And holding people to account what they said in opposition is not an unfair thing to be doing over the dispatch box in the House of Commons. My point is simply that on the grand scheme of things, I think Keir deserves to be embarrassed about what people have said. It is a politically legitimate issue, but anybody who's sort of saying, you know, that this now needs to result in retrospective sackings or whatever, there is a difference.
Vladimir Putin has congratulated Donald Trump on winning the US election, calling him a courageous man. During his campaign, Mr. Trump said he could end the war in Ukraine between Vladimir Putin's Russia and the Ukrainians in a day. Ukrainian MP Kira Rudik has told us the country won't accept an early ceasefire.
We still have an army of million people, and these were the words of President Zelensky, and again, we still already have lost enough in this war to have a ceasefire or any agreements with Russia as something that people would accept. We will continue fighting because otherwise we will all be gone as people in Bucha and Irpin. We intend to fight. We didn't change our plan, our intention.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service. Anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront costs whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses our articulate over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
La 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 la. 44 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Doing our thingo. This right here, John Rush. With Sister. Yep, never meant to cause you heartache, that's for sure. We get to do all the stuff that we get to do, no doubt here. So some things to talk about. Come on home to you. We're going to get everything moving and grooving for you. Songs readily available by John Rush with Sister on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. So there you go. Thanks to John Rush for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. So let's go ahead and get back into the move and the groove of the things that we need to discuss this morning. And if anything, what I'm about to tell you next is the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there and you go to that particular section, you're going to see stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's just to name a few. So with that being said, TWLOHA.com has everything right there for you to get everything moving and grooving. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Some information for you. Anyway, some new movies this week coming out doing their thing. Redrick. The two young missionaries are forced to prove their faith when they knock on the wrong door and are ascending in a deadly game of cat and mouse. Hugh Grant, Sophie Thatcher, and Chloe East all coming out today. Rated R, just in case. The best Christmas pageant ever, rated PG. Nobody is ready for the mayhem, and the surprises ensure when six of the worst youngsters disrupt the town's early Christmas performances and end up in their starring roles. That comes out today. Also, Elevation, rated R. It's a mystery thriller. In a post-apocalyptic Rocky Mountains, a single father and two women venture from safety of their own homes to face the monstrous creatures to save the life of a young boy. That comes out today. So some stuff to take a look at if you're so inclined to do so. So let's talk about going green, because people always are talking about
going green.
So let's do that. You've heard the retail therapy, but have you ever considered that clothing you buy while shopping could affect your well-being? It does, according to Michelle Lewis. Hold on, Michelle Lewis? Okay, yeah, Michelle Lewis, a color psychology expert and the founder of The Color Cure. So, yeah, it's called The Color Cure. So, The Color Cure. Michelle Lewis thing is really throwing me off, and I'll explain here in a moment. If you plan on hits the shops or Amazon or whether else you buy your clothes drip these days, you should be on the hunt for green items. Why? Because Lewis calls green the psychological primary color of balances to the trees. Not a joke as I say that, by the way. And the other three are red, yellow, and blue. Incorporating green into your wardrobe helps with your equilibrium, and it can calm you if you're stressed and give you a lift if you're down. It also intends to be soothing, thereby making the wearer feel more relaxed and less anxious. In addition, it keeps these things in mind. Wearing the color yellow can make you happier. Wearing pink can make you feel comfortable. Wearing blue can help you bring down your heart rate and blood pressure. I'd imagine wearing green helps your blood pressure too. It helps, makes me feel more relaxed and less anxious. And does wearing shirts with green armpits help? Yeah, green armpits. I'm just asking for a teammate here. I'm just saying. So there you go. Yeah. Some interesting stuff there. Stuff that I did not know. Anyways, the reason why the Michelle Lewis thing threw me off, it's because there's a band that I like quite a bit called Cannons, and the lead singer's name, she goes by Michelle Joy, but her real name is Michelle Lewis. So that threw me off for half a second. I was like, hold on, did I mix and match some stories here? Anyways, that's neither here nor there, but I have somebody waiting in the wings that wants to talk to you. His name is John Smalls, and he likes to give us the Motivation Minute, so let's do that right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Julie. An Eskimo proverb says, "Perhaps they are not stars, but rather openings in heaven, where the love of our lost ones pours through and shines down upon us to let us know they are happy." I like that. What a beautiful thought. When you lose a loved one, it can be hard to get used to them being gone. We have a dear friend who passed away a little over a year ago. I still want to call in to share something funny that happened from time to time. I still have his phone number in my phone. I actually hovered over it the other day, thinking about deleting it, but I left it there. Now, I know I'm never going to call him again. And even if I did, I know he wouldn't be the one to answer. But I like the thought of seeing his name when I scroll past. It brightens my day just a little bit, and it always makes me think of him.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When I'm comfortable and well-fed, I want to stay put. Maybe Elijah was like that too. Maybe that's why God allowed the brook to dry up. Maybe that was the only way Elijah would be willing to go to a widow in Zarephath, considering it was a 100-mile hike through a blistering wasteland. Take a look at your situation. Are you continuing to flourish? Or is a brook drying up? If things are changing, ask yourself, is this an attack of the enemy? Or is God trying to get my attention? Is God prompting me to make a change? Or is it time to dig in and hold steady? The key to your future is to hear and obey. Lord Jesus, speak the word so that we might hear and obey. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named his White House chief of staff as he begins appointing his top team. His campaign manager, Susie Wiles, takes that role. The Biden administration says it will work with Trump's team on the transition of power after Tuesday's election. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden accepts the defeat.
The president and the vice president accept the choice the country has made. And because the president has said this many times, you heard him say this, you can't love your country only when you win, and you can't love your neighbor only when you agree. The president also spoke to the importance of the integrity of the American election system. It's honest, it's fair, and it's transparent. And it can be trusted, whether you win or you lose.
India's financial watchdog, the Enforcement Directorate, has conducted searches in multiple locations across five Indian cities targeting offices of sellers operating on Amazon and Walmart-owned Flipkart. The companies have come under fire for allegedly not providing a level playing field to local vendors. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
The raids are part of an investigation looking into alleged violations of foreign investment rules by directly or indirectly influencing the sale price of goods or services and allegedly by not providing a level playing field to other vendors. This comes just weeks after India's antitrust body said that Amazon and Flipkart and their sellers violated competitive laws by giving preferences to select sellers. Both companies have said repeatedly that they are in compliance with local laws.
Three people have been charged by Argentinian authorities over the death of One Direction star Liam Payne. They're all facing charges related to the supply of drugs after the singer fell from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires last month. Taiwan's Coast Guard says it will offer rewards worth thousands of dollars for spotting Chinese activity at sea, including warships or submarines. It says it's harnessing people power to boost its own limited workforce. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China has repeatedly rehearsed encircling Taiwan with fighter jets and Navy ships in what's known as gray zone tactics. That's military speak for moves that fall between war and peace. Taiwan's Coast Guard says there's a growing threat at sea, and with its limited manpower, it's turning to its people. This includes offering around $6,000 for reporting piracy, murder, arson, or hostage taking, and around $1,500 for reporting illegal entry of Chinese nationals. For what it calls substantiated reports of Chinese warships and submarines in Taiwan's waters, around $90 would be offered per case. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Radio Big.
Oh, yes! Radio Big, Safety FM, hanging out with both. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Let's take a look at two. 2016, Donald Trump is elected president of the United States, defeating the Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton. While he won the Electoral College, Clinton won the popular vote. That happened back in 2016. In 2020, global cases of COVID-19 surpassed 50 million. The death toll more than 1.2 million, according to the Johns Hopkins data. That happened in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Let's see. Benjamin Wardworth turns 25. Lauren Elena turns 30. Riker Lynch, 33. Zah turns 35. Erica Mena turns 37. Tara Reid, 49. David Muir, 51. Tech Nine turns 53. Parker Posey turns 56. Gordon Ramsay turns 58. Alfred Woodward turns 72. That's some birthdays going on today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Ample Time, National Cappuccino Day, World Town Planning Day, World Pianist Day, World Radiography Day, National Harvey Wallbanger Day, Shot Day, and National Dune Day. So there you go. Definitely some days of the year to celebrate as we are hanging and banging here as we are talking. If you need a random joke for today, I, of course, have one of those for you. So let's go ahead and talk about that. No one in my life has believed No one in my life has believed in me more than the waiter who gave me a single napkin with my dinner. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's your favorite movie quote? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A Harvard study showed that the average person stops doing this at the age of 33. What is it? Having birthday parties. Yes, that's it. Having birthday parties. I mean, I don't know. I guess if it's a bigger one, is it a thing? And why 33? Is that because of the Jesus thing? No, seriously, you know, because after that, it's not tracked in the Bible. Because remember, he passed and resurrection, whatever. You get the ordeal there. So anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm, hanging out for the next couple hours or so, doing the stuff that we do. Talking about the world of music and entertainment and all that kind of fun stuff. We want to go over there. If you want to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, all you have to do is stay on Safety FM, where he will talk about the world of safety consulting, because that is what he does. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, that's it. That's it for today. That's what we're going to be doing. So thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes absolutely no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. The truly rich are those who enjoy what they have. Think about that today. That's kind of a good one to leave you with. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.